Oh my lord. Oh, that is more terrifying than skydiving.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
Can't be. We're on a cliff.
Well, yes, I know, but at least I had a parachute. This is what you call hair raising.
You could break your neck if you fell down where we are.
I think you could.
But it's probably only about 15, 20 feet.
Right. We are on Goulston Beach.
Yeah, literally sand.
It is sand. Now we've walked.
Whoa, sugar.
We've walked all the way towards Hopton and Lowestoft.
We're not at Goulston anymore, definitely.
No, we're not at Goulston, but we are on the beach that was Goulston. We are now probably in Hopton.
I can hear some people. Should we ask them?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Hold on it.
Where we are.
Stay with you, boo.
Yes.
So, yes, we were told we had reached as far as could get to.
Everybody as you pass by. Just wandering around this damn dangerous thing being stupid. how far would we walk up there before getting to off the...
Hopton. Are we in Hopton now, are we, I think?
There's a Hopton... where did you stay in Hopton Village?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's probably just not far, is it?
If we walk that way, we'll eventually come somewhere that's not the sea.
Dangerous up the top here, don't we?
Yeah.
You might want to be down the bottom bit.
Well, we've been down the bottom bit and we would...
Advised to get it back up here because the water
logged
it.
There's big holes by the edge.
We can pick those up.
I did a parachute jump yesterday, and this is more hair raising.
But basically, Goulston Beach is furrowed way that way. Yeah. Before Goulston Beach, that would be quicker anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Start,
yeah, brilliant.
Definitely. That's great.
That's quite far to Goulston Beach. We've probably only got maybe 200 metres.
Oh, right. Okay.
300 metres.
Oh, that's great. Steps.
The steps are horrible, though.
Are they?
I'm scared of heights.
We'll give it a go.
Thin.
Honestly, we'd like kind of audition for the blind SAS. It's fine. Yeah. We'll die in training.
You might want to be careful of the old left.
We'll see how we go. Yeah,
you're brilliant. Thank you so much. Take care. Cheers.
Use your cane.
Hold on a minute.
Cool. So, explore on boot.
Yeah.
I think he said fecking, actually.
Yeah, but anyway.
If he said fecking, that'd be
alright. So we were told by this nice chap that we needed to go back and find the steps up to a safer level because the water was all over the place.
To give our rock climbing.
So now we are slowly but surely making our way along this minefield.
And there's not a minefield, is it? I hope not. Crikey.
Well, it is. We live dangerously, don't we? At least we found the water. Just about.
Yeah.
Because our feet got wet, so we knew we were there.
Yeah, that man must
That was the actual sea, dangerous. nothing me. They might not have picked that up anyway.
Well, just come
wow! Woo!
Listen, use your cane a
minute. Hold on a minute. Okay, I'm going to pause.
No, before you do.
Okay, hold on
use
a minute.
Use your cane.
Hold on a minute. Okay.
Take one step forward. Use your cane though. Over to the left. No, keep going.
Oh lord.
Seriously, keep going to the
no,
left.
No, hold me.
I have
hold.
Got you.
Oh my lord. Yeah. No, that
Seriously,
is scary.
Just hold my shoulder.
Okay.
Okay, Boo. This is the last will and testament. We are of sound mind. Give all my food. Give all my food to whoever you like. I wish to donate my body to pornography.
Next scene.
Yes. Feck.
Yeah.
Feck. You can say feck.
Literally.
The
feck
R
me.
Say change one letter and it's fine to say feck. Fecking.
Oh, we're now back on some sort of solid ground.
Sam. Here that
well,
to my left, it's kind of a
It's more solid
reef.
Than we were on. That was absolutely terrifying.
We've literally just dived with a sandy death.
Death. Yeah.
It's kind of a cliff edge.
It was literally...
Anywhere between 12 and 15 feet at different points, we think.
Yep.
But a sheer drop. And we were walking like on a foot, two
Probably
foot
about
wide.
A... Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow, listen to that. Push. No, not yet. Yeah, so... it's a scorching hot day.
Well, we're feeling coming out here.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can hear someone walking up the stairs.
Oh, yes.
Oh dear me, it's not a cliff edge to walk down, we've got some steps, right, it's really steep steps though.
Yep, I'm coming. I'm Ooh. Trying to, but I'm holding...
You got Boo?
Oh, sorry. What's that? That was got someone's there. Bike, I think.
You got Boo going?
I'm trying to get there. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Really sandy steps, not safe.
At least there's a rail in this one. And there's no hold yet.
Right, we're going to find out, by the way, with Boo, where we come up.
Ouch.
Wow.
Hold on a minute. Are you?
Right, it comes around this way.
Okay.
Okay, so skydiving and this, which would you prefer to do? If you had a
skydiving.
Right, seriously, I'd do one or the other. What would you do and why?
I would probably do skydive. And the reasons why? Oops, because I have a parachute and a fully trained instructor. And statistically, I would probably survive a skydive. But if you fell down this, that would be good night, nurse. Oh, oh, wow. Where are we? Blimey. Hold on a minute. More steps. I feel like I'm climbing the Eiffel Tower on the side of a cliff. There we go. Oh, it's getting windier. Windy. Yes, I think we're the most weird and strange, blindy people you probably know.
Yeah.
Doing the most strange hair-raising things. Oh my good lord. Is there any more steps?
We've just been rock climbing, basically.
Woo!
Sorry.
Okay.
Away from that walking thing.
Back on.
Sorry, so Darren and Sultan are listening.
Hello,
that's
guys.
What you missed out on.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Change of scene. Well, we used our blindy senses and we found a pub. So I'm just sitting outside waiting for Sean because he's gone indoors to order a lovely cold lager shandy and probably a bite to eat. I'm not sure, it's going to surprise me, but yeah, we're just exhausted from that long beach walk and then the hair-raising cliff experience, and then we just mosey on down some country lane, walked through some holiday park, and now we're just relaxing over a lager shandy. Next scene.
So this would be the next scene then?
Yeah. Perfect. Setting the scene in my previous scene.
Yeah.
Ah, over a lager
and
shandy.
So in terms of prices here, I don't know what the pub's called.
The White Hart, I'm sure.
No, I'm not sure actually. 50p card charge and £7 for the drinks is not too bad actually. Compared to London prices, it's basically £3.75 a pint, it works out at. So compared to London prices, it's not expensive.
It still is fairly.
For around here, probably.
Yeah.
And they don't do food till after 5. What is it, the 1930s?
No.
Is it time for the next scene?
Yes. Oh my goodness, oh wow. Where and why have we ended up here?
Where?
Where? I don't know. We're on the road to nowhere. Oh my good lord. Oh lord.
All right, okay, I'm checking, they win.
Yeah.
We're on the pavement. It has to be an A road.
So it's...
Better than the cliffs though.
Better than the cliffs, but I think it's scary. The speed that some people go past is just immense.
We found the water.
Yeah, we did.
And the cliffs. We found the cliffs.
And we're heading back to somewhere.
We're heading back to somewhere,
which is the unknown.
Awesome.
Yeah, we think it's the right road, but
Whoa. We
could never be sure. So, next scene. Well, Captain Manby's blow me down.
Actually, yeah. I just dropped whatever was on my fork. Let me try that again.
So Sean's happily eating away, and we've just come and had, or we're going to eat, a carvery. So
radish gravy.
Yeah, it sounds very nice.
No mashed potato.
Which I'm very sad about.
I am sad about that.
But anyway, the reason why I'm speaking quite quietly is because it's quite quiet and people are eating, so it would look very special when we talk into a phone. Anyway, as you can hear, Sean's stuffing his face. So I'm going to go joining him. Bye, boobs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P.
Oh, you know the alphabet today, do you?
I do.
I wonder if Boo has heard.
They probably have.
Last night. Do you remember what you were doing? Can you say the alphabet as you were doing it last night?
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, I, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. I don't know why.
You had STIs on the mind.
I did. And how awful is that?
I was wondering, you need to see the doctor about... Oh, yes, indeed, yeah. So we're finished for the day. Well, we haven't. We just finished climbing cliffs for the day.
Climbing cliffs.
Have you seen the film Cliffhanger?
No. Climbing cliffs. dodging traffic.
And with burns.
And we are, unfortunately, sunburnt.
I'll tell you what, I don't think I could do a skydive now anyway. I'd definitely be too fat after a bit of a today.
Yeah.
Could, how scary is that? Yeah, you're not quite fat enough, so you can still skydive.
That is, really. So, yeah, we're just relaxing, and we're going to have a cup of tea, and Sean's going to have a coffee.
Cup of tea, which is nice, and we'll have a... Yes, I've got a Rumbu's coffee.
Mm.
Yeah, so they're the ones where you pour the coffee into the...
filter?
Pot thing, yeah, and then just put the lid on.
And it does the way to go.
It does a passable cup of coffee, doesn't it?
Don't know, because I don't like coffee.
So. Why did the pervert cross the road? Oh, no, I can't say
why
that
did you? Why did you cross the road?
No, I can't. Well, he had... No,
well, I said, why did you cross the road?
To chase the pervert and put him off the chicken. Of course, the thing is, I told the policeman I was trying to pull the pervert off, which didn't go down well.
Okay, well, before this boo gets very random, blind your senses all the way. Bye, boobs! Tap, tap.